Well, we would like to see this material, the revelations that this material gives, be taken seriously, investigated by governments, and new policies put in place as a result, if not prosecutions of those people who have committed abuses. It's important to understand this material doesn't just reveal abuses. This material describes the past 6 years of war.
The Cambodian people have been waiting more than 31 years to bring the leaders of the Khmer Rouge to justice. Today, a milestone verdict, the first conviction in an international war crimes trial, that of Khang Get U alias Comrade Doik, who ran a secret torture camp called S21 at the heart of Pol Pot's regime. It's thought more than 14,000 people were tortured to death inside this former school building that Khang Get U presided over. Today he was found guilty of crimes against humanity and war crimes and sentenced to 35 years in prison, although he will only serve some 19 years.
A BPTNK official tells CNN that as part of Hayward's severance package, he may be offered a number of directorships or consultant positions at jointly owned BP oil ventures like TNK BP. We understand that an announcement will be made with respect to a management change at BP late tonight, after midnight tonight Eastern Time, which is tomorrow morning London time, when BP releases its quarterly earnings. The expectation is that Tony Hayward will be out. Bob Dudley, Robert Dudley, formerly of Amoco, and the senior man for BP in the United States, will take over as the CEO of BP.
Get inside!
Tim Dar shot this video of the tornado from the front yard of his Indianola home. Just 1 mile away, Scott Williams and his family took cover in their basement. In this video, you can actually see what appears to be the roof as it's torn off of the house. Here it is again in slow motion. The tornado hits the house, a black cloud then explodes hundreds of feet into the air. Williams, who's only lived in the house for about 1 year, says his home is almost a complete loss.
Sheetrock from the ceiling and a lot of glass from glasses we had, cups we had in the cabinets.